Parshas Hayiyu Chaye Sara. The parsha is called Chaye Sara, but the story talks about Misa Sara, Kvura Sara. Yet the entire part, and then a shidduch for the next door for Yitzchak, but it's called Chaye Sara because Yaakov Avinu loy meis, Sara loy meis. We know at the end of the parsha it says Vayivieha ha'oyeles Sara imoy. Rashi says Harehi Sara imoy. Because it was Nisgalgal, Sarah was Nisgalgal, but Rivka. Rivka was born exactly when Sarah was Nifter. And the same way by Sarah, it was Nerdoluk, Merev Shabbos, Nerev Shabbos, Baruch HaMetzuya, V'Iso, Onon Kosher Ala Oyel. Azoy is given Vaita by Rivka. Chaye Sarah. There's a Hemshech. It's Chaye Sarah. The Baal HaTurim writes, Vayiyu is Gematria 37. He says, because the Iker Chiyas of Sarah was the 37 years from when she was 90, when she had Yitzchak. So Vayiyu, those 37 years. And the emesis, it's Obketelt. There's Shnei Chaye Sara. There's two parts of her life. There's the years till Bas Tishim when she didn't have Yitzchak, and then there's Vayiyu, the Tzveita Halb of the story. Now the pasuk is Madgish Meya Shana, Esrim Shana, Sheva Shonim, Rashi, according to Chazal, he says Bas Kuf ki Bas Chof Lechet, Bas Chof ki Bazayin Leyoifi. They shtel, what says Bas Kuf ki Bas Chof Lechet? At Yud Beis Shonim, a girl by Yud Beis, a boy by Yud Gimel Shonim. What does it mean? Bas Kuf ki Bas Chof Lechet. So Kepshut, it means because in Oynish Bidei Shamayim, Oynish Bidei Shamayim is only from 20. There's another Mahalada from the Briska Rav. He says, the Gemara says in Yevamis, of Samach Daleh, that Sarah was an islandess. And it was a Moifis, Shaloika Derech HaTeva Bechlal, that she had Yitzchak, but she was an islandess. Now an islandess, there's a Metzias that islandess only becomes a Gedoyla at 20. So Sarah, Shitosa, yeah? Islandess is Bas Kuf ki Bas Chof. Adds the Briska Rav, who are the Hemshech of the Rashi, Bas Chof ki Bas Zayin Leyoifi. The Shpitz Yoifi is not by Bazayin, it happens afterwards. By Ilanus, the Simoni Kir that happens after 7. By Ilanus, the Oistrik of Yoifi is Taka as Bas 7. So both Halakim of the Rashi are Taka Gebot of Ilanus. About Kepshutai, the Ilanus of the Rashi is referring to the idea that in Oinche Shamayim, it's Bas Chof. There's many Makairis to this, that the Oinish Shamayim is only 20. One of the classic Makairis they quote is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Tes. The Gemara says that Yitzchak Avinu was poiling by the Rabbani Shloilam not to punish the Yid, and he says, L'maisa kamish loisef shaladam, shivim. Till 20, there's no Einish. From 20 to 7, there's only 50. 50, don't count the nights, only days. And then there's also that you're doing for davening and all kind of other tzrochim, so it's only 12 and a half. Half on me, half on you. Pal gali, pal galecha. Famous Gemara, Yitzchak poils lois. Over a chelik of the cheshbon is that the Einish is only from Ben Esrim. Also, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey, Eretz the Mishnah, Ben Esrim, Lirdoif, the Bar Tanura says, Lahanisha El Maisav, you start getting an Oynish. The Rambam, the first in Pirkei Avos, Mishnah, writes that in, even though by boy and girl there's a difference, 12 years old and 13, but by the Oynish of Shemayim, it's 20 either way. There's an interesting Marasha in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Hey, he brings from the Zohar that we know Malkus is 39 Malkus because Bemetz, a person becomes Godel at 13. And the punishment is times 3 of that, so it's 39. He says in Ruchnius it's 20. That's why there's a Gemara there says in Bamitzia, Pshishin Pulsa the Nura. There's a Einish, a Ruchnius stick, a kind of Malkus, lightning bolts. It's Pulsa the Nura. And there are 60. He says 60, because the same way 39 is 3 times 13, which is the age you become a Gadol, Klabi Einish Shemayim, Pulsa the Nura is 60. There's a famous Kasha from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Parshas Vayikra asks, we know that a person brings a carbon on something that's zdoinoi karais, and shigagosei chatas, that's when you bring a carbon. Frektim and cheskinach, someone less than 20 shouldn't bring a carbon. Someone is machal Shabbos, or echelev, does an aveira, b'shoigig, that l'chayra would be chayiv karais, tahainu, something that b'mezid would be chayiv karais, he would bring a carbon, he shouldn't bring a carbon. By him, it's not zdoinoi karais, he doesn't get karais, you don't get karais till age 20. How you talking that a 15, 18, 19 year old wouldn't bring a carbon if he's machal Shabbos, b'shoigig? Azoi frektim and cheskinach. I heard once a teretz, it's a shar for nusach. The pshat is the same way up till 13, you're not enough of a bar das to be called mezid. In Oinche Shemayim, the kaveh is 20 years. Less than 20, even if he's supposedly a mezid, that's still shoygig. That's not, he didn't get to the darg of mezid. So he can bring a carbon. It's dober shes doinoi karis. If he would do it be mezid, he'd be chayiv karis. And memeilu be shoygig, he brings a carbon. It's not zoda. It's not the darg of zoda. Interesting nusach. Someone asked me a shayla on this nusach. If a 15-year-old doesn't have a b'shachil Shabbos, be mezid, he should bring a carbon. And him, it's a darg of shoygig. First, I said, no, the kaveh of shoygig is shoygig, not what we just said, that his mezid is shaygig. For the chiyuv carbon, it needs to be shaygig. There's an interesting kasha from the Malbim. The Malbim asks in Sefer Artes Achaim, he says, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Ein es eidoicha loisus ha-shayesh bakaris, that you can't do yibam with an erva because it's Ein es eidoicha loisus ha-shayesh bakaris. You need a pasuk, you don't need a pasuk. It's negeya when it's less than 20. If the Yavim and Yavam are both less than 20, so there's no karis. So there would be a havmini. You should say, es eidoicha loisus. It's loisus ha-greida. There's no karis. Harbe yesh liyashim on this kasha, on Yavam is the toif. Now, but there's another nusach. It says, bas kufke bas chof. Sarah went through various kufis in her life, but there's a yesoid that you go through. It's bas kuf ke bas chof. Kapitel kuf in Tehillim is mizmal asoid. Kapitel kuf. Kapitel chof. Yan ha Hashem b'yoin Sarah. Kishem she mevorchin ala toiv kach mevorchin. Bas kuf ke bas chof. By Sarah, it was kulam shavim l'toiva. Her tzugang to whatever was going through, whether it was a mizmal asoid moment, or year, or tkufa, or matziv, or a Yan Hashem b'yoin Tzara matziv, or maybe both together sometimes, as Adam it sees. Bas kuf ke bas chof. It wasn't a chilek. Either way, it was shavet. Now we know Sarah lived 127. Avram Avinu lived 175. I saw what's interesting. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, in Daf Nun Ches, describing Ma'aris HaMachpelah, Avram Gani Bechanfei to Sarah, that Avram and Sarah are together. It's Takim. Ma'aris HaMachpelah, the Zugois are there together. So there was a kasha, I don't know if you have the understanding of Zinyonim, how could they have been together? Lechara, each one gets a modoir, the Gan Eden, Kefi Dargosa. Lechara, Avram and Sarah are not Shavit. Avram was 175, Sarah was 127. But according to the Girsas Haraid, that we spoke about this the other time, the Rambam doesn't hold like that, but the Raivit brings that Avram Avinu became Hikaris Bayre at the age of 48. 175 minus 48 is exactly 127. So it was Hakash Shavit. The Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of the parasha brings Rabbi Kiva Hayoyoshev Vidoyrish Virosh Atzibur Misnamne. He saw the oil was falling asleep, so he said, "Bikesh Lo Oyron Omar Ma Rasa Esther." Says Rabbi Kiva, "Limloich Al Kuf Chof Zayin Medinois Sheva VeEsru Mea Medina Yovai Tavai Esther Shehoisa Bas Bita Shel Sara Shehoisa Kuf Chof Zayin Shana VeTavai Bas Bita Esther Timloich Al Kuf Chof Zayin Medina." What's the oimik? What's the word? There's a lot of different pshatim al pidrash in this memra. We'll speak at a few of them. There's a lot. There's a lot of other things in the parsha. But chavivim koidim, first of all, there's a nusach that they say, Rabbi Kiva sees the oilam is fashlof, and the word on Megillus Esther always does the trick. You say, fans of the oilam, the word Megillus Esther. But what's talk of what's seita? So the pshat is, the Chasam Sofer says, it says, shnei chayi Sarah. Because Sarah lived a double life. You know why? Because it says that Avram Avinu by the hesped on Sarah, what was the hesped? He said, Eishes Chayil. And in Eishes, he said the capital Eishes Chayil, which is in Mishlei. And he says, Vatokam Bo'id Laila. That Sarah, not only by Yoim, even by Laila, because someone that's only half, like we mentioned the Gemara in Shabbos pay test before, the Yitzchok said, cut off half, because nighttime doesn't count. It's at Yenna Gemara that we brought the Gavi Ben Esrim. So the pshat is, if Sarah wouldn't have had this Shnei Chayis, or a double, side by day, side by night, so it wouldn't be 127, it would be 64. That's how many Medinas Esther would have. But we bowed by Shnei Chayi Sarah. Bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla. It was Shleimois. If it was Shleimois, then Sarah also was Zeichat to Shleimois. Now there's another Nakuda. Be'emes, Esther is Moiluch on 127. Achashverish, Esther, they're in charge. They're on top of the whole world. So why call it the 127 Medinas? Let it be one United States of Achashverish. One big Medina. What's up with 127 Medinas? The Teretz is this Cholok in the Medinas, even though they were Shoilut and Moiluch and all of them. Each Medina has its own yichudiyut, its own uniqueness, a different sofa, maybe a different language, a different menhanhogis, different surah of malucha, federal, state, this city, different kinds, different taxes, all kinds of things. The pshat is, yes, it's one michlol, but everyone, it's not one, it's 127. The same thing with the Shnei Chayi Sarah. We say it later also, Gabi Avram Avinu, Bo Bayomim. Every year, whatever, every tkufa, every month, every zman, every year was a shlav. In Avada, it was Kulam Shavim L'Toiva, Shnei Chayi Sarah, but Be'etzim, it wasn't one. It was Taka 127. This year, with that Nisayan, this year, with that Kufa, this year, with that in Hatzlocha, and Asiya, and Uftu. Each one with a different thing. Now, Avram Avinu has to look for a Kavura, and it's Machlekes Rena. We said last week, you mentioned that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisyoinis Nisnas Avram Avinu Nechlaku HaMefarshim Rabbeinu Yoinu, the Rambam, the Bartanura, Rashi, the different Mefarshim in the Mishnah, which are the ten Nisyoinis, many count or cast them as the first, many count Lechlecha as the first. And again, you can count whatever you want, but get the 10. Don't have only 8 and don't get 12. don't, you know, be, work out what your sheet is, what the 10 are. But Lagabi the 10, many Rishonim learn that the 10th is the Akeda. Although there are Rishonim that learn that, no, that the fact that he had to look for a Kvura Fasara is also a Nisayin. Now, can it be compared to the Nisayin of Akeda or Lech Lecha? Yes, Hashem was Mavtiachim, and there's a Kreft, and he has to deal with Ephraim, the Kreft is already his, why should he have to? Ger Vesoyshev Anoichi. But Dafka Ken Zayin, that's Taka where the Nisayin is. When you finish with the Nisayin, the big one, the Akeda one, and you think that so, you think I'm going to smooth, and things are settling in, and Dafka then you're caught by surprise, someone zidles you, 400 check, all that. And Dafka there, you keep your cool, you don't get for Adam Nikr, Bekisay, Bekoisay, Bekasay. Dafka there, that's the Nisayin. Yeah, after the Nisayin, that you don't get Farnemt, for Nochdem, that's a Bazundura Kunz. Vahasar Satan, Ulfaneinu, Macharenu, afterwards, the Prat, that according to some of Farshim, that the Basura of the Akeda was good for the Siba, why she was Nifter, and maybe it would be a Siba for Avraham Avinu to be mislaying on that, and no. It's not a trot of an Nisayin, right? And Avram has to deal with Ephraim, and he offers him Bekesef Moly. There's a Oyer Chaim HaKadosh in the Parsha. He says a very big Chiddush. He says that Avram Avinu knew that if he's going to buy from Ephraim with Kesef, Kenyan Kesef, it's going to be Oino. What's Maris HaMachpel worth? Ask the United Nations. I don't know. The it's priceless. The Umayyads want to say that it doesn't belong to Klal Yisrael. No, we bought it. I was Zayd that bought it. But he said, if you buy it with Kesef, whatever the price would have been, in Arbameyas, Elif Shekel Kesef, they would still say, I know, it's worth more, it's worth billions, it's I know. So Dafka, he said, he bought it with Kenyan Chalipin. And even though Ein Matbei and Nasa Chalipin, nevertheless, this was Bazundur and Matbeis that are over La Soicher, that they have it in Kli. And it was able to work as Kenyan Chalipin, because in Chalipin, there's no din of Shavah B'Shavah, it doesn't have to be priced to the price margin, and there wouldn't be a problem of Einah. But had he bought it with Kenyan Kesef, it would have been a problem. There would have been a tefiyah to take it back, to retract on the Kenyan because of Einah. Azoy Zok, the Dora Chaim HaKadosh. Very nice. Pshat, L'choyritz, a pellets, Kenegar, a Gemara, and Kedushin, Daf Beis. The Gemara says, Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephraim. And the Gemara says, Kenyan Kesef. The Gemara says, on Daf Gimel, Ein Isha Niknes Bechalipin. Loi Mekanya, Loi Mekanya Nafsha, Machlekes Rashi Toisvist, there's Gaguim, there's Sugis. But it's Meforish that it's Kenyan Kesef, it's not Kenyan Chalipin. But Azoizak, the Arachayim HaKadosh, that it's an Indian of, it was not Kenyan Chalipin. Now, whether it was Chalipin or Kesef, it was a Kenyan. He was coined. And there's a Bazundar Indian. The Kesef Mola Yiknenali, there's a Chuvas Chasam Sofer. He writes, Minik Lal Yisrael is, you buy a Chelkas Kever. Even Afilu Oni Shevi Yisrael. They say it's a school of Arifas Yaman. But you're supposed to buy a Kever. The Chasam Sofer quotes, it's Bederach Malitza, the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara needed, it's referring to something else entirely. But it says, Ein Psichas Kever Beli Domil. Talking about Nida. But he learns it means, you know, it's with Dhamim, it's with money. You buy a kever with Dhamim. A person is supposed to have a kever. If you do it, there's a Gemara about Basra, that Kuf Yud Beis. It's a whole complex sugi about Steachuz. If someone ends up selling it and it belongs to someone else after Yovel. But the Lashon of the Gemara is, Nimtza Tzadik Kavur Bekever She'eni Shaloi. And that's a problem, because you're supposed to be Kavur Bekever Shaloi. You're supposed to buy the kever. There's a Makar, there's an Inyan of Bekesef Molly. We don't know that from you're supposed to buy it. Now he buys it from Ephraim at Arab Meyos Shekel Kesef. The Balaturim writes, Ephraim Choser Vav. Choser Vav, Ephraim is Gematria 400. Choser Vav, yeah, I know. With the Vav, it would be 406. But what state though? I heard once the Taich is, Ephraim is Choser Vav. Vav is the Vav HaChibur. It connects. You connect to the Bashefer, you connect to another person. You want to connect. Ephraim is not connected. He's totally detached. He sees $2 signs in his eyes. That's what he sees. Arba Meyas Shekel Kesef. He's Choser Vav. He's not connected to nothing. There's another pshat they bring. Some say it from the Goyin. I saw it in Oznai and the Torah brings it also. The Emes Avram Avinu wanted to buy the Ma'orah with 1,000 shekel. You know which 1,000 shekel? The 1,000 shekel that Avimelech gave him. 1,000 shekel Nasati Luch. That's it's Shmutz the Gel that he got from Avimelech. Mekoyf the Chelkas Kever with them. And he wanted to give him 1,000, but Ephraim Tzachgeret Chaser Vav. He lost out on the 600. He spoke to quit. He got only 400. 400 Ephraim is Gematria Ayin Ra. Now Avram Be'emes tells him. He says, Arba Mei Shekel Beini Levein Cho Mahi. There's a pshat. Avram, the middle letter is Reish. Ephraim, the middle letter is Reish, without the Vav. Beini Levein Cho, the Reish by me, the Reish by you, Tzazam, not such a complex gematria. There's a lot of zeros. It's 400. Reish and Reish is 400. Beini Levein Cho Mahi. Now it's interesting that we learn out Kicha Kicha Miste Ephraim from the Kavura of Sarah, of Avram and Sarah, the Kni of Ma'oras HaMachpelah. The pshat is Ma'oras HaMachpelah. It's kfula, couples. Kfula bezugos. It's takazugos. It's meaning the bitoy of that they were zugos, Avram and Sarah. Adam and Chava, Yitzchak Rivka, Yaakov Leah. The Zugois is a bitoy of their Kedushin. The Kedushin and the Kavura, it's the Zaman. It's Kedushin. And the Suin is for Netzach, too. Now the Mokum of the Kavura is Taka in Chevroin. Chevroin, it's brought down in the Zoyar, that especially from the time of Korban Yerushalayim, maybe even before, but certainly then, there's a Bezundur Mokum of Ashuras Ashchina in Chevroin. It's the Mokum HaChibur. The Mokum HaChibur, after the same way Oisius, after the Korban, Chevroin is the Mokum HaChibur. It's the Oifin, it's the Pesach of Gan Eden. There's a lot of Soidis and Inyonim that are there. In 1967, during the Milchama, the army took over the Ma'aris HaMachpelah, and it's in that status since then. It's complex. There are days when Yitzchak is open, not Yitzchak is open. We'll go into the political details, but the Maisa was that in 1967, Mamish, the day that they captured it, as they were fighting the war, there were a lot of soldiers that were wounded, and they were there in the Ma'ara. And the generals were there. It was Rabin also, and there was also Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who was not the chief rabbi. Then later on, someone that was one of the Gedolim, one of the chief rabbi of Rav Rashi of Eretz Yisrael, and he came there right away. And the sheikh, the person in charge, the mayor of Chevron, came in and he started screaming, why are the soldiers here? They also hold it to Mokka Mokhub, but they're sitting here wounded and messing up the place. And he was speaking in Arabic, and no one understood him. Mordechai Eliyahu understood Arabic. And he answered back, you're talking to us? We're the Ben HaGvira. You're the Ben HaShivcha. And Rabin got a little nervous. He didn't understand Arabic, but he saw that Mordechai Eliyahu was zidling him. And Lamaisa, he stood staunch and he said it again. And then the sheikh got very upset. He left. They got very nervous. He's going to make a political. Huh? And then he came back and says, "He said you're right. You're right. You're the Ben HaGvira." That's the first chelik of the parsha. The parsha continues. Vavrom zoken bo bayomim. Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil. And then the pasuk continues, Vayomer Avraham, we have to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. And Nishelas Ashayla, what is the connection? Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil. And he's looking for a Shidduch. Why is that a connection? The Arachayim HaKadosh says, Hashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil. He has everything, Oysher and Kavod and Gedula. He wants an Einikl. He's already 137 years old, yeah? He wants Einikl. The Rashbam says, Poshup Shat, Hashem Beirach is Avram Bakol. It's a good Shidduch. We're looking for a Shidduch. We want to say who the Mechutin is. Look, Avram. Hashem Beirach is Avram Bakol. Toiru Gdula, B'malkem Echa. Shtei Shulchanois. A good Shidduch. Lamai said, the Gemara in Baba Basra Darshans, what does it mean, Hashem Beirach is Avram Bakol? The Gemara says in Baba Basra Daftazayin, Rav Meir Oimer Bakol, Shaloi Hayoloi Bas. Because if you have a bas, it's a cost tire. Yeah, you have to pay a grace and nadin. Bakoil, the shleimus of nechosim is shaloi hoyoloi bas. As I help Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Eimer, no, shahoyoloi bas. And the Gemara even adds, her name was Bakoil, which is a shtickle shver. Then it should have said, Hashem Beiruch es Avram bibakoil, fret Ibn Ezra. Her name was Bakoil, not Kol. It was Bakoil. Hashem Beiruch es Avram bibakoil. Rav Elazar Amidoi says another shot that Bakoil means he had a certain koyach of instignitus that he was able to see anything and help out the Malchim Ezuch Meirev. Another chat is Bakoil Shaloi Morad Esav Biyomov, Elniyati was Nifter, Bakoil Shay Asa Yishmol Shuva Biyomov, a whole bunch of Purushim. Rashi brings a different shot. Vashem, I just said the Gemara brings like 7-8 shot in there, Baba Basra Daf Tezayin. Rashi brings Berachas Avram Bakoil, Bakoil Oila Begematria Ben. Okay, it's the Ben. That's the Bakoil is Gematria Ben. Well, someone once went to the Rebbe, Admar, and he gave me, he wants a Brach, he wants Ben, and the Rebbe wrote down in Ben, days known. He came back a year later, he had twin girls. Sent to the Rebbe, he says, Ben, Beis Nekeves. Rosh Teves. The first day. Now, I had a Shaila. According to Rav Meir, Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil means Shaloi Hayoloi Bas. And going in the signon of all the different mafarshim that this is connected to the Shidduch for Yitzchak. Why is that a connection? Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil, Shaloi Hayoloi Bas. Okay, he has to look for a Shidduch for Yitzchak. So I wanted to say interesting pshat. If Avram Avinu would have had a Bas, then he could be Meshadach Yitzchak with the bus. And then it doesn't have to go look al yamin va'al smol and find the Shidduch. That's why the Pasuk is marked in, according to Rav Meir. V'Hashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. Because Loi Hoyoloi Bas, Memele has to look for a Shidduch. But if it would have been Hoyoloi Bas, then Adarabah, he could be Mishtadach Yitzchok with that bas. Someone could ask, are you talking? It's a choysoy. It's a choysoy minav. It's aser. Loi mi boy, loi Avraham Avinu kaim kol terakula, but can't that even for Ben Noach it's aser? It's not poshut. Abraham is here a darkoi. It's not my chiddush. What's the other pshat? Hashem berach is Avraham bakoil. Shahoy loi bas. Fret toisvis in Baba Basra, daf kuf memalef. The Gemara is there also. So why is he looking for a shidduch? He could marry her off to the bas. As I fret toisvis. So toisvis tut rutzim. The Eretz Teretz is she was too young, this daughter. They say, so Rivka is already 3 years old. But this one was younger. The emes is, Shitas Toisvis is that Rivka was 14. It's a Machlekes Rashi Toisvis. Rashi in Yevamos, in Chumash also, Toisvis signed Askenim in Chumash and in Yevamos and in Baba Basra, many places, Toisvis old, that Rivka was 14. This little Nara, he calls it 14. It's a Machlekes Rashi Toisvis. So this is again, amongst the Toisvis, Lishitase, Rivka was 14. This daughter was younger. Or if you want to say she was younger, I mean she was less than 3. Or I once heard of Pshat, no. Rivka was 3 and this daughter was 3. But you're not allowed to marry off your daughter when she's a katana. So Avram couldn't marry Yitzchak off to the daughter because she's a katana. But this, that Besuel, the Mechutin, who's rather dead also, so you saw me, you could marry off when she's a katana, it's not a problem. So Rivka's not a problem, but to marry off to his daughter would be a problem of katana. Another Teretz Taisa says that this daughter was a daughter of Hagar and he didn't want to make a shidduch with Hagar. Now, what's saying Tosis? That if it would have been a Gedoyla and not a daughter of Hagar, he would have made a shidduch with his daughter. Zogich, oy bazoy, I can go back to the other pshat. Rav Meir, Vashem Berech, Zabron Bakol, Shaloi Hayoloi Bas. And it's noitik to speak that out, because if it was Hayoloi Bas, and it was a Tzuga Bas, the shidduch, he could have made the shidduch with that Bas. Tosis asks the Kasha. Oy bazoy, that's a good connection. But now I want to turn it the other way. According to the Mandi Omar, Vashem Berech, Zabron Bakol, that it means Shehoyolei Bas. So once again, I have a Shaila. Why is that a connection to the Shidduch? Because he has a Bas. That's why he's looking for a Shidduch. So the Pshat says, why is Avraham Avinu looking for a Shidduch for Yitzchak? What about himself? Mitzvah Puruvu. He only has a son. The Eretz says, no, he has a daughter. Shehoyolei Bas. So he already has a son and a daughter. He's able to. He's looking for a Shidduch for Yitzchak. Had he not had a daughter, he would still be looking for a Shidduch for himself. Why? Chayacha Goyim. Shehoyolei Bas. And Memele, he's looking for a Shidduch. So let's turn the tables the other way. Light Rav Meir, Shaloi Hayolai Bas. Why is he not looking for a shidduch for himself? So Kenzan, it's a machlokes where the Koydim and Torah, the Kiyum of Pururuvu, was taki, he needed a Ben Ubas, or it was able to just be a Ben Lechudei, and that would be enough. There's another pshad. What does it mean, Vashem Berech Asavrom, Bakoil? Bakoil is Oisi Ois, Beis Lech Lecha. We spoke about the previous week that there are two different kinds of Nisyonis of Lech Lecha. There's the Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha, of a tog teglich the entire life going through in the siyonis of day by day. And then there was the akedah, the one time, oimid bin nisayin of lech lecha el haramiria. The medrash we discussed in the previous weeks, which is a big nisayin, the one time nisayin, the 100 meter dash or the long marathon. We spoke about this concept. Avraham Avinu was bakoil, beis lech lecha. Lech lecha is gematria 100. He got 100 on both tests. Bakoil, well, bakoil is 50, but lech lecha is 100. Bakoil, beis lech lecha, both lech lechas he did. He passed the test. The Chassam Sofer writes an interesting shot. He says, Bakoil is Gematria Shofar. Now, we said Bakoil is Gematria Ben. Ben is not Gematria Shofar. Let me explain. The Chassam Sofer is saying, Bakoil is Gematria Shofar Bimiluoy. If you spell out the letters, Beis, Beis Yutof, Kof, Kof, Pei, Lamed, Lamed, Memdalet, Sachakol is Gematria Shofar. It's referring to the Shofar of the Akedah, Shofar of Matan Torah. The two Shofars of the Akedah was the Shofar of Matan Torah and the Shofar of Dosed Lavoy. That's what it means. That looked over here, Vashem Berech Zavron Bakoil. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, that for Yud Zayin, another pshat, that Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil, we have the obvious is Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. Bakoil is Avram, Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil, Yitzchak, Vayichel Mikoil, Yaakov, Vayishli Koil. There's an Indian of the Seder of the obvious Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. We know that, we spoke about the Sukkot Barifas, but Avram is the Bechina of the first day of Sukkot. It's there's a word from the Goyim, Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil, is Sukkot. Why? The three Psukkim that the Torah says about Sukkot is Bakoil. Basukos teishvu lima and yedu derisaychem and ki basukos eshafti. Avram is bakoil has to do with sukkah. Sukkah b'miluya, work it out, is gematria Avram 248. Vashem be'erach as Avram bakoil. Bakoil is the etzem that he's sameach bechelkoi. Because if you're not sameach bechelkoi, then you're not having bakoil. And sukkah is about sameach bechelkoi. Say midiris keva sheb midiris arai shteltsu. So we'll talk about it at a different time, but. Sukkah, Bakoil, Avram, it's all afagam. And Avraham Avinu tells Eliezer, Simna yodcha tachas yurechi. Rashi says, Lefi shahanishba, sorach litol chefetz shel mitzvah. I say, the Torah, a mezuzah, a tefillin. And the milah was the first mitzvah that he had tsar, and it was chaviv, and therefore he was using his makam amilah for the chefet, Nikita's chefetz of the shvuah. I had a suffix, how to learn the Rashi. Is Rashi asking why he used his milah and not a sefer Torah or a tefillin? And the answer is because milah was his first mitzvah. Or was Rashi asking why did he use his milah and not Eliezer's milah or someone else's milah? And the answer is because he maled himself first. Which, if you remember, we spoke about it in Parashas Lech Lecha. Was Avraham Avinu maled himself first or last? Like this would be meduyik in Rashi that he was maled himself first. Now he's called Eved Avraham. We know the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that Eliezer Eved Avraham is oiv. As I state in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, as I state in Masechta Soifrim. Now there's a stickle problem because Oig, the Gemara says in Brachas, Oig Melech HaBoshim, yeah, we're saying now, again, it's a little complexity. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar and the Masechta Soifrim say that Eliezer Eved Avraham is Oig Melech HaBoshim. Now we have a problem because the Gemara says in Brachas that Eliezer, that Oig Melech HaBoshim was killed by Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a Masechta Derech Eretzuta that Oig Melech HaBoshim, I'm sorry, that Eliezer Eved Avraham, was Nichnas Chai Le Gan Eden. So we have a stickle problem. So the Bali Taisis has the kash already, and they say of Ruska Teretz that there are Tzvei Oigs, not Gavr and Chefetz, both Gavrs, but two Gavrs. There's Oig, Eliezer Avraham is Oig, yeah, and that Oig was killed, that Oig went into Gan Eden Chai. There's another Oig, Tzvei Oigs, Tzvei Dina. Now, Vayomer Avraham al Avdoi Zakan Besoi. I saw in the Sefer Kerem Chemed, he brings a maestro from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. The Kloisenberger Rebbe was once saying in the Chemish Rashi shir, he had a shir on, and he said, and he was talking about Eliezer Avraham Avram, but he wanted to drink ice, that Eliezer wasn't Teiche Kibara. It's a big sugi, what Eliezer Avram says, Aim, Orem is Dabik Babarach, on the other hand, he's Damesek, the Lumashka, it's a complex sugi. But the Kloisenberger Rebbe was drinking ice, he says, Eliezer, he was a faker eye. He said he didn't even have a beard. He you know, there's a guy who doesn't have a beard. A clean-shaven guy, he fakes it. He sticks a beard on. He glues a beard to his face. So one of the chassidim said is the chumfirish in the Rashi. Rashi says zakan beisoy lefisha hu davuk nakud zakan. Now Rashi is addicted. Rashi, why it says zakan and not zakan? But this person read it. It's attached. Lefisha hu nakud. The beard was attached. Now Eliezer Eved Avraham comes with Asara Gemalim. Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Zayin says that you make Birchas Eirusin ba'Asara. The Chizkuni says that Birchas Eirusin ba'Asara, where's the Asara? The Asara Gemalim had Asara Roichve Gemalim. They were the minion that you need 10 people for Birchas Eirusin. Now I was by a chasna last week, and the Rosh Hashiva that was Masada the Kedushin had an extra chumrah, interesting, always new chumras, that the chuppah was on like a platform that was a few tefachim high, and he said we need Asara. He was very mocked, but there should be Asara, like under the platform, the other 172 guests, they're not on the platform. It's not Mitzaref. But the evidence, he was saying that the photographer was from a guy who was working out, and the helper, there was two of them. But he wanted to make sure there's Asara on the platform. I told him, I said, the Chizkuni says the Asara Gemalim, each one was on a different gummel. Be it as 10 people, there's 150 people. Whether you need Asara on the thing itself. Now, there's a whole sugya. He gives Rivka the matonis, which is a remes for the various things about Seres Adibris and the Luchas Abris and the Machtsa Shekel. And Lovan, the brother, comes running because Yivdak Ba'achel. And it's interesting. Lovan comes running and he says, Anoichi panisi habayis. I cleaned out the house. Now, Pashas means I cleaned it out of Avodah Zarah. How did he clean it out of Avodah Zarah? He's lying. Comes running. The house was full of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, what, coming running. And what did he do? So I heard once a pshat. You could do bittel. There's a din of bittel of Avodah Zarah. You don't have to do b'dik and b'il. You could do bittel. Panisi. Be'artia. Be'abayis. It's panisi. I removed it. Panisi over here also. He did bittel of Avodah Zarah. Panisi is abayis. No, ice Avodah Zarah. Ice Avodah Zarah. Now, Eliezer says, Le'uchal adam dibarti dvorai. I can't eat. They offer him to eat. He says, I can't eat until I say. Past this, you know, there's a saying, there's a halach. You're not allowed to eat before you daven. Before you say Kriya Shema, before you unite the Lula, before you do a mitzvah sesen. He says, I have a tzivui from Adoni of Avram to say what I have to say. I can't eat yet until I say. But look, there's another pshat. Eliezer b'pashtas was a shliach to do kedushin. We said it was Birchas Eirusin, not Nesuin. Nesuin is a year later. But he was doing the kedushin, Eirusin. Who was Makadish? He was a shliach.
to do kiddushin. The chosin's not here. The chosin is Yitzchak. The kal is here. But Eliezer was a shliach to do the kiddushin. Now there's a din. Chosin and kala have to fast the day of the chasin. Why do the chosin and kala have to fast? So one pshat is brought down from the arkanos to kalim for tshuva kaparas avinus. You have to fast. But there's another pshat is because the chosin and kala need to be bardaf. They're the ones making the chalois kiddushin. And if they're not going to fast, they might drink wine, and then they're going to be shikur. So because of that, they made a gather, no eating and drinking, b'chlal, right? Azari, drink orange juice. Yeah, no eating and drinking, shalo yishtaku. So again, why does the chasan and kala fast? Either kaparas avoinis, chasan the kala, moichlo mali, no yisaf, or shalo yishtaku. What's the nafkamina? What if the kedushin is being done al yidei shaliach? So the shaliach doesn't have to fast al kaparas avoinis. But if he's the one doing the kedushin, he has to fast. So Eliezer is saying, I can't eat yet, I have the first achin. I can't eat before the kedushin. I'm oymed mitzad achosn doing the chalois kedushin, so I can't eat yet because there's a halacha that the person doing the kedushin is not allowed to eat. The person doing the kedushin is not allowed to eat. I heard once a different shot. Eliezer is telling the whole story for Ovei Hayoyin. We learn out Chazal say it yofas ichoson shel avdei oves miteresa shel bonim. There are certain big sugyas that are nirmaz and only one word in the Torah. And here ba'arichas the Torah talks about it. So we say yofas ichoson shel avdei oves yoiser miteresa shel bonim. I heard once a pshat that sichosa means tefila, ain't sicha ela tefila. So the original story is tefila, and now they tell him he should eat. He says no, I have to adi barti dvorah. They said but you're showing the davent. He says yeah, but chazoras hashatz tzveitamo. So they said daber machshnel. He said ever avram anoichi chazoras hashatz is also pamelach mila v'mila nishta hoyche kedushim. Ad she dibarti dvorah, I have to say the davar again. Now it says that etzem he's telling them that he had. Kfitzas haderech. And now, it's very interesting. In the Shakla Vatari, it says, at one point in Pasuk Nun, it says, Vayan lovenu v'suel, Vayoyimrim Hashem yotza hadovar. What's a dovar? A vort. That's why it's called a vort. A vort. Hashem yotza hadovar. That's the vort. I think it's a pashat the vort. That's what that's. Afterwards, there's tenoyim, other things. But the vort, Hashem yotza hadovar. And who's talking loven and v'suel? Then afterwards, it says, "Vayoytzi Eved Kli Kesef Kli Zav Uvagodin, Vayitan LeRivka gave her presents, Umigdonos Nosan LaChiyav LeImo." Where's Besuel? Doesn't say. Migdonos Nosan LaChiyav LeImo. Two pesukim later, it says, "Vayoymer LaChiyav LeImo, let her stay for a year." Fret Rashi, Ubesuel Heichan Hoya. Where was Besuel? Right by the Migdonos, it doesn't say it. But next time, "Vayoymer LaChiyav LeImo," where's Besuel? Why is Rashi only stelling over here? Can't say by McDonald's. I don't know. Besuel, sorry, maybe Besuel is fasting. He's the kala is a katana, like Rashi. Taisus when she was 14, but like Rashi she was 3, so she was a katana. We said Eliezer is Oymed is the shliach for the chassan. Who's being makabel the kedushin for the kala? Besuel. So if you learn that you fast because of kapara of chassan kala, it's not him. But if it's shlo yishtakru. So Besuel is fasting. So Megdonish Rashi doesn't have a kasha. Why Besuel is not there? He's not eating. But afterwards, Vayomer Achiyav Ima, where's Besuel? Besuel Eichanoyim. So there it is. He wanted to be Ma'akev and came to Malach and killed him. So there's a medrash. I don't know where. I have to find the makar. He prepared poison and he put poison and they were trying to poison Eliezer, but they switched the food and Besuel poisoned himself. So someone asked me if I thought he was fasting. He's not angered. He's fasting under the table. He tasted the soup. But again, the cheshbon is by McDonald's it wasn't a diak yet because he was officially fasting. But by Yoimer Achiyah V'Imo, so what's the pshat now? Now it's because he died, Besuel doesn't count. Now I saw the Meshech Chochma learns different. The Meshech Chochma says McDonald's Nosan Achiyah V'Imo. What's McDonald's? McDonald's is, okay, so Rashi says Peres Eretz Yisrael, but there's a pshat, McDonald's is simple food, pshat is azeh, says the Meshech Chochma, Besuel just died. Now there's still the party's continuing and everyone's eating meat and all kind of things, yeah? They're ba'avelos. Their father just died, so they only ate McDonald's. Like the Meshech Chochma, it's mashma that even already over here by McDonald's, Besuel's already did. Why did Rashi only stell on Pasuk Nun Hey? I don't think it's a kash on the Meshech Chochma. Mitzad Pasuk Nun Gimel, we can't be medayah because you could have said a different shot. But now that we see in Pasuk Nun Hey, by Yoimer, Achi of Ima, why is Besuel not getting involved? Because he's dead. If he's dead, you could already say, now you could say that Osa earlier in Pasuk Nun Gimel, that he's already dead. Now, he tells them, don't delay it, we have to make the shidduch, and he's Mekadosher, and then they take her and they come to Yitzchak.
Now Yitzchak is ba mi boy mi be'er lachai roi. Yitzchak, this is 3 years after the Akedah. The Medrash says that for those 3 years, Yitzchak went to the Olamas HaElyonim. He was in Yeshiva Shalmala. He was being nisrap, according to one Medrash, from the petza that he had from the Akedah, interesant, or whatever it was. He wasn't by Sarah's Levaya. He's in Yeshiva Shalmala. He's coming back now. Now it's 3 years later. They were nisvaser be'etzem that Rivka had just been born, which is a little more than why they're sending Eliezer to look for a shidduch. They got the besura that Rivka is born, and they're waiting for it to become three. It doesn't stem exactly, but they're coming now, and it's brought down that Yitzchak, why did she fall off the gomel? She fell off the gomel because Yitzchak was upside down. When you come back from Yeshiva Shamala, that's the way it works. So I heard lots of pshat, there's a word for shidduchim, that, you know, the chosn and kala have to see itself from the same perspective. She sees he's upside down. It has to be, you have to put yourself in his matzah. You have to, both sides have to do that. Yeah, don't overdo it, but people me'al ha-gomel. Now it's interesting, it says in Chulin, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Perek Vav in Chulin is the Perek of Kisi Adam. We know that Kisi Adam, the Mishnah says, is Noyig Bebehema. I'm sorry, is Noyig Bechayu Uv Ois, Veloy Bebehema. There's no din of Kisi Adam in a Behema. So in the Pirish Meleches Shloima, one of the Mefarshim of the Mishnah, he says, based on a Medrash, why Dafka Chaya and Oif are Zoichet to Kisi Adam and not a Behema? So he says, Oif was Zoichet to Kisi Adam because after Kain killed Hevel, he learned and figured out to be koiver hevel because he saw a bird being koiver another bird. So that's why oifis are zoiche to kisi adam. Why are chayis zoiche to kisi adam? Says the Malach HaShlomi, because when Rivka fell off the gomel, she was ma'abed besulim. And etzem later on, when Yitzchak marries Rivka, he comes with superstaftes, tainus besulim. And she had to prove that, no, that the besulim fell, she's a mukas eitz, I fell from the gomel. So they go prove it. One of them, Yitzchak was choshed. Who is he choshed? She was 3 years old. Going on the Rashi, he was choshed Eliezer. Who else could he be choshed? He took her before she was three, and he was choshed Eliezer. Something's not beseder here. So they went back to the place where she fell from the gomel. No, that gay vase. What happened? Says the Medrash, there was an Aryeh that stood there and was watching that the dam should stay, so she'd be able to prove. And in that chos chayos are zoicha to kisei adam. Now, we'll go just to the end of the parasha. There's a whole other sugya of Keturah, and it brings down the B'nai Keturah, and then it brings the Eileh told us Yishmael. You have to realize, we're having in next week's parasha, the Eileh told us Yitzchak ben Avram, but already here you have the Eileh told us Yishmael ben Avram. And it goes through the cheshbon of Yishmael ben Avram, but the last pasuk, Vayishkinu mechavila ad shur al sher al p'nei Mitzrayim, v'yach al shur al p'nei kol echov nochfol. Very important, Balaturim, he says, al p'nei kol echov nochfol. And the next pasuk in the Hemshir is Ve'ela told us Yitzchak. Loimar says the Balaturim. Shekshiyipol Yisrael ba'achros hayomim oz Yitzchak ben David shehumi told us Yitzchak that there's a mahalach like this. The end of the Golus is going to be Golus Yishmol. Avada, we understand what that is, and we have to realize that this is Taka the Gemar, that is the Gemar of the Golus Yishmol, that it becomes al pnei kol ochav nofal. Hagam Rashi brings nofal as shochan, that it's a good thing that will be shoichin, but no, then he brings afterwards no nofal kipshutoi. Yishmael should have the nefila after Yishmael has the nefila. Yishmael has the nefila, then it will be the Eilat Eilat Yitzchak Be'ezer Hashem.